Next be agenda item number 11, report and possible discussion on Trinity Aquifer by John Hopman, Central Lower Basin Regional Manager.
Good afternoon. This item is not an item for decision. It's just an update on our groundwater activities and more recently our effort on conjunctive use. This project is envisioned to meet some intermediate needs that we'll be having along the I-35 corridor, in particular in Williamson County. It's a project that's been included in the state water plan and one for which we've sought funding from you through the budget process. And just a quick primer, when we talk about conjunctive use here at Lake Granger, we're talking about being able to rely on surface water when it's available, when the Lord blesses us with rainfall, and during drier times to be able to rely more fully on groundwater. And that groundwater can come from a couple of different sources in this area. Right adjacent to the plant, there is an aquifer known as the Trinity Aquifer. It's a water source that's right along the area here, and I'll show you on a map here in just a second. And then there's a Carrizo-Wilcox Aquifer, which is a larger source of supply that's farther to the south. So let's go ahead and go to the map slide. Just kind of refresh everybody's memory. The East Williamson County Regional Water System is our facility there at Lake Granger, our surface water treatment plant. We've spent a lot of time over the last couple of years talking about different projects over in the Carrizo-Wilcox Aquifer, which represents a significant source of water that a lot of entities, including a lot of private water developers, have been engaged in trying to do deals with Carrizo water. But when we did our initial round of studies with our groundwater consultant, R.W. Hardin, it was pointed out that in some previous studies, the Trinity was recognized as maybe being a potential source of water, provided that you understand that it's got some quality issues and some temperature issues that have to be blended out. So it's a source in a conjunctive use project because we have Lake Granger to be able to blend out some of the quality issues that you have with this water. So what we're seeking to do as we speak is to work with Hardin to try to flesh out just how much water we can get through conjunctive use with Trinity as a source. And we're in the process of designing a plan to put a test well on our site there at the Granger Treatment Facility so that we can see how much water is available there, what the nature of that water is, what we think we could get as far as productivity out of those wells, and eventually how what the ratio would be that we would blend that groundwater to our surface water there so that we have a max, if you will, that we could use to begin to approach our customers that are in need of some additional water and tell them, well, we think it's going to be somewhere between 6,000 to 8,000 acre feet of additional water that could come from this, but that's a back of the cocktail napkin assessment. It'll have to be borne out by actual work done on the site. So as of right now, we just got Hardin under contract. It's a little over $300,000 worth of work they're going to do for us, and at the end of that, we will have a plan, a design, if you will, for Trinity well fill and for a conjunctive use project that we'll have should the board of directors decide to move forward. We'll be coming back to you to ask for additional money when it's time to actually put in a production well. What we'll be doing first is designing the approach to that. So the way you got to think about it is we're going to get the consulting engineers to come in and take a look at the site and tell us what it's going to take to be able to put in a test, and then we're going to have to hire a driller to come in and actually perform the test. And Hardin will hold hands with us through that process because they have the expertise in groundwater. Yes, sir.
On this map where you show the distinction between the outcrop and the down depth,
mm-hmm.
The outcrop of these various aquifers, is that where you might have springs coming up through the surface? Or what? Can you explain that? I'm just trying to understand the map.
The outcrop would be the shallower portion of the area. One in some cases, like with an Edwards outcrop, you might associate that with recharge type activities. And down dip would be the deeper part of the aquifer. Usually for production purposes, you'd like to go down dip as much as you possibly can to try to find the deepest part of the aquifer.
What's the approximate difference between the depth of the Edwards and the Trinity there in Williamson County?
I can't tell you exactly. What I can tell you in relative terms, the Edwards is very shallow because there's so much communication between the surface and that source. I mean, it literally, that karst limestone's like Swiss cheese out there. And anybody that's ever done any digging projects out there can tell you it doesn't take very much to get down into that karst formation that you got there. Whereas on the other side over here, you're in the clay side of I-35. And this water is a lot deeper. A lot deeper than that.
Yeah, so, and that's what I was asking you. How deep do you think the test well will go? I mean,
they're shooting for anywhere from 2,800
to 3,200. Somewhere around the 3,000 feet range.
How deep?
3,000.
Really?
Yes.
It's deep.
What kind? You talking about salt? You're talking solid. You're talking salt water?
It's salty and it's hot.
Really?
The salt's not so much. They've got some sulfur in it and some
sulfur,
other things.
It's gypsum?
Not so much. It's a taste and odor issue with it, not so much of a health issue thing. That the biggest health issue you'd have is the chlorides in it, and you can blend that out.
What do you mean by hot?
Like over temperature hot.
Yeah.
Part of what we'll pay for if we decide to produce this is cooling towers that will take that water up and drop it, and it'll volatilize off some of the gases associated with it and let that water cool off so that you can treat it for human consumption.
What about permits required to sell that additional, what'd you say, 6,000 acre feet?
Yes.
Do we have those in hand?
Don't need to have permits.
You don't have any idea of the volume capacity these well will make?
Not. That's what we want to find out. That's exactly. We have some anecdotal information from some old wells that were in place from around the area, but a lot of those were relatively small wells that were put on place by small towns. So I don't know what the capability of, say, a 6 or 7 well field would be when married with Lake Granger. And that's what we got to be able to find out.
A pretty good pump at 3,200 feet.
Yes. Yeah. The O&M cost of this, it won't be insignificant. There'll be some electrical cost.
The electric bill won't be cheap.
That's exactly right.
No.
That's exactly
what
right.
What size tubing are you going to pump?
That's what we're going to ask.
Probably 6, maybe.
That's what we're going to ask is find out what size all that's going to be.
Most of the ranchers and residential wells in the Trinity around there are like 700 feet. You're only going down 200 or 300 feet?
3,200.
No,
3,200.
3,200.
Oh. Yeah. Deep wells. Anyway, that.
So you'll frack it a lot of different.
Yeah, the idea will be that what Hardin said initially was we would put a well, a test hole on site, check the borings that we get from that, determine up to 4 different sands that we would use to go in and test. That we would come across, and then perform well tests at each one of those sands, and literally treat them like a test well. And then once they can do that, they can target which area or zone is the most productive zone, what the quality is in that zone, and then be able to say, okay, if that's all true, then you can use this much surface water to blend out the quality issues you have, and we think you can get up to X water that you could sell to people along the I-35 corridor.
He's going to perf each zone as he goes down.
Yes.
As he goes along the way.
They'll be able to test it out, each one of those.
Perforate every zone and then go on down.
And because we're doing it on property that we already own, we don't have to deal with going out and getting easements and doing all that stuff. And then all of the tests can be done on our property. So that's the general idea. Anyway, we're meeting with Hardin as early as next week to begin to go through the preliminary work. And Hardin will help us put the scope of work together to be able to hire a driller to be able to come out and to drill the well.
This is just one well to start with.
Right? One well to start with. The idea would be that we would have a well that's capable of being a production well on the site.
You said a multiple well field. You made reference to it. How large of an area would you contemplate that multi?
Depends on the number of wells. Right now, the plan envisions half a dozen wells, and they would be scattered along the formation, roughly, you know,
down this direction. So we'd have to buy access. We'd have to buy those properties.
But yes, you'd have to buy enough land to be able to put in a well site. And as of right now, there is not a groundwater conservation district in this area, in this county. That's not to say that there won't be. But as of right now, there's no regulatory requirement, or there's no conjunctive, correlative rights system or anything like that in place that would say you need to have this many acres to be able to get this much water. As of right now, it's unregulated.
Is anybody else using that water, John?
The city of Granger is on that source. Taylor had been on that source before they developed their water treatment plant that we bought that became East Williamson County. And there was talk in Taylor for a while about maybe they ought to go back and try to get back on that. And the problem was they were trying to deal with that Trinity as an individual source and either rely on the Trinity or rely on the lake. And the quality problems were and the temperature problems were so bad that they couldn't get there with the Trinity water. So, you know, for somebody like us that has the resources to be able to do this in a big enough scale where you can actually blend out those problems, it becomes a more realistic option. And again, this is all in theory. We'll know when we get some water out of there and test it what we're really looking at. That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John.